Okay, let's begin. Remember Birchas HaTorah, and let's begin Chaf Aleph Mabez. We are six lines from the bottom. It says the word Tznan. Just remember the context of the Gemara that we're up to. We're discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah on the previous daf on Chaf Mabez, the Mishnah quoted the Machlokas whether a Balkari is Maharah Libo Veinim Avarech. The Gemara is going to get into this discussion a little bit more today, that Ezra was misakein a tefillah for a Balkari. This has nothing to do with Tuma and Tara. A Balkari is not, Ezra's takana isn't for that. We say, Meikar Hadin, that Divrei Torah ain't a makabon Tuma, which we're going to see that lesson today. But Ezra was misakein for a reason that we're going to see later today, that a Balkari, somebody who has an emission of Zera, which is most of the time in a normal fashion if somebody is with one's wife, so then one has to go to the mikveh before he learns Torah, or as the Mishnah extended it, before he's a Kriyashma. But Rabbi Yehuda had said, no, Mavarech Lefnei Malacharayim. So it seemed like Rabbi Yehuda did not hold that whole concept of Takanis Ezra of Tefillah for a Balkari. So the Gemara had just said, aye, what does he do with these two psukim that seem to be related to the Takana of Ezra? We said yesterday, was it really a Havamid of Daraisa, or whether just an Asmachta? So the Gemara said, no, he does something else with the psukim. So that was that's what we're up to. Just 30-second note on yesterday's daf. We noted the concept of smuchin. That's something. There's a halachic tool used to darshan psukim smuchin. If you have two psukim next to each other, and the Gemara said that even if you don't darshan smuchin in Kol HaTorah Kula, in Dvarim you do darshan smuchin. Why should Dvarim be different than the rest of the Torah? So the Maris Chayis here points out that generally we have a concept with a machlokas in the Gemara and Gittin how the Torah was written down. Was it written Megillah Chasuma Nitna or Megillah Nitna? Which means when Moshe Rabbeinu was told to write the Torah, did he write it piece by piece throughout the Midbar as it occurred, Megillah Nitna, or did Moshe might have written down by Har Sinai, up to that point, but then he waited until all the way at the end and wrote down everything at one time. That's the machlokas, whether Megillah Nitna or Chasuma Nitna. But, says the Maariz Chayis, Sefer Dvarim took place at Arvos Moav. Said that obviously was written down all at one time. So therefore, because Dvarim was for sure written down at one time, so that for sure you could darshan based on the juxtaposition of the psukim, because it was all written at one time. Even though in the other parts of the Torah, which were written at different times, that's why you might not darshan smuchin. So that's a svara why Dvarim might be different. Okay, six lines from the bottom. Tanan. So says the Mishnah on Daf Chavav, which will be in a couple days. So we're going to try to prove from this Mishnah that it must be that Rabbi Yehuda does accept this concept of tefillah for a Balkari from Takanis Ezra. Tanan Zav Shira Keri V'Nida Shabbat Hashem Chazer Avam Shemeshes V'Rasa Nida. Three cases the Mishnah quotes of needing tefillah for a certain reason, but even after the tefillah, you're going to be tamei for a different reason. For example, zav shira keri. Zav, right, we spoke about this concept on zav on daf beis a little bit. A zav is a man who has an irregular emission of ziva for 3 times or 3 days. So he's called a mechusik kippurim. He's tamei for 7 days. He has to bring a carbon the next day. If he's a zav gadola, that's a zav. So let's say a zav had Shira Keri. He had an emission of Keri, of Zera, which is considered a normal type of emission. So the question is, if Zav saw Keri, so then was Ezra misakin of Zav to go to the mikveh for his Balkari? Because even after he comes home from the mikveh, he's still going to be Tameh, because his Ziva is Tameh for 7 days. So does Zav have to go to the mikveh for the Keri? Or V'nida Shabbat Shechva Zera. What about a nida that was poletes shechva zera? We know, and this is the basis for many halachas and ilchas nida, that a woman, after she's with her husband, she's considered a poletes shechva zera for 3 days. It's considered that the zera is coming out of her for 3 days, so she will have the same tuma as a balkari for 3 days. So let's say she is with her husband, and then she becomes a nida a day later, so still for another 2 days, she's going to be poletes shechva zera. So again, does she have to go to the mikvah for the carry, even though she's still going to be Tommy Mishum Nida for another day? Or the third case, Havashamesh Sharasa Nida. Or Amishamesh, the same type of case we were talking about, Varasa Nida, and she became a Nida right after that. Does she have to go to the mikvah for the second reason, even though the first reason will still apply? She'll still be Tommy after she goes to the mikvah. So that's a Machlokas Tanan. Srichin Tvila. The Tanakhama there says that, yes, that the din of tefillah still applies in that case. Rabbi Yehuda poter, but the Mishnah on Chavav over there says that Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to go to the mikveh in this case. So the Gemara assumes Akam lo pater Rabbi Yehuda lebazav shirakeri. Rabbi Yehuda specifically in that case says she doesn't have to go to the mikveh. Why? Because there's a good reason why the takana maybe shouldn't apply. Demei ikara la bar tefili, because she or he wasn't a bar tefila. Therefore she doesn't go to the mikveh there. But what's mashma from that Gemara of a bal keri grade the machayev? But maybe only Rabbi Yehuda said there you don't need it, but generally maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a bal keri is chayev. So therefore, what we said yesterday, so how could we just said that Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah rejects the whole concept of tefillah for a bal keri? It sounds like from the Mishnah later on that he only rejects it in these special cases of nida and zav shara keri, etc. So aren't we mashma from here that he does hold of the din meikar adin? So the Gemara says v'chi teima hu adin da'filu bal keri grade denami pater Rabbi Yehuda. And if you want to tell me that no, really Rabbi Yehuda says this, she never goes to the mikvah. Aye, what about that Mishnah on Daf Chavav? V'hai dekav miflagi bezav shara keri. Aye, what about that Mishnah? Why does it say zav shara keri? Why does he specifically say you don't have to go in that case? No, that case is lav dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lo diach al kochan derabanan. It's telling you the chesh the rabbanan, that the rabbanan say you have to go even in those cases. But really, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to go in any case. So that's one way to read the Mishnah. So is that, so, and then we would be fine, Rabbi Yehuda still would be able to reject the whole concept of the Takan of Ezra. So Ema Seifa, no, you can't say that because of the third case. Hamishameshes v'ra'as anida. The woman is mishameshes, she's with her husband, v'ra'as anida, and then she becomes anida, let's say a day later. You don't have to say it's talking about a case where it's so soon that there was a problem. Let's say she comes anida a day later. So for another 2 days, she's going to be seeing Kari. So she has to go to the mikveh then. So Laman Ketani law. That last case, who is the chiddush like? We just wanted to say that it's according to the Rabbanan. So Ilema l'Rabbanan, if you want to tell me that that third case of the Mishnah is also emphasizing a chiddush according to the Rabbanan, that doesn't work, because Pshita, that third case is obvious once you have the first two cases according to the Rabbanan. Why? Hashta now, umaz zav shira keri. If you have the first case listed there in the Mishnah, a zav, remember a zav who's tummy for 7 days, that sees keri. Demei karala bar tfilahi mechaivi Rabbanan. The first case of the Mishnah is that a zav who starts off by being somebody who shouldn't be going to the mikvah, because he's not going to be able to go to the mikvah for 7 days. And then he sees keri. So the Rabbanan say there, he still has to go to the mikvah, even though he started out being somebody that can't become tar with this tefillah. And still the Rabbanan say he has to go to the mikvah. So then, last line, Hamishamesh is for us anida. So if a woman who is with her husband, so right away she starts off being somebody who would be able to become tahor by going to the mikvah. Because right once she's mishameshes, she becomes a palata shekhla zara, so the chiyuv of the tefillah kicks in right then, and only the next day she becomes anida. So to say that you have to go to the mikvah then, in that case, that's lesser of a chiddush. So once we know the first case of the Mishnah, so then the third case can't be a Kiddush according to the Rabbanan, they have to go to the mikvah. So the third case of the Mishnah can't be a Kiddush according to the Rabbanan. So it must be that that third case is a Kiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda. And if it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're back to the question we started out with. That if the case is specifically according to Rabbi Yehuda, so then it must be V'dafka k'tani la mishameshes v'ras anida ein etzricha tefila. It must be that only in those cases Rabbi Yehuda does not require tevila. Av bal keri grade machayev question mark. But a bal keri does require. So again, we're back to the stira. That the Mishnah later on in Chavav sounds like Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally holds of the principle of Takanas Ezra, tefillah for a bal keri, because it's only in those specific cases where he says you don't have to, while in our Mishnah that we just had on Daf Chafam Abayz, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of the principle, okay, that's the stira. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold of the principle of Takanas Ezra, tefillah for a bal keri, or not? That's the stira.
What Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah was that he makes a bracha with name bal keri. How does that mean that he doesn't go to the Mishnah?
Because the reason we think, the reason the Tanakhama says you have to be Mahara Malibu Veinu Bavarech is because Ezra didn't allow you to be Osek B'Divrei Torah or say Kriya Shema, and therefore he didn't allow you. So if the Rabbi Yehuda allows, it must be that he rejects the principle.
What's the nafkamina between the second and third case?
The second and third case is whether the Chiyuv to be Tovel for a Bal Keri came first or second. So we said, if the Chiyuv came first, so then it makes sense why it might, it's more pashut, why you would, the Rabbanah would still have to go to the mikvah. Okay, so the second line on top, so the Gemara answers. If she would have gone to the mikvah right then, correct. If she would have gone to the mikvah. So says the Gemara on top, lo tema mevarech ela maharher. reinterpret our Mishnah when our Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mevarech Lachnei Melacharayim, he does not mean to actually say the words. Because even Rabbi Yehuda holds to the concept of Takanas Ezra. He means Maharher. In other words, the Tanakama says you're Maharher certain things and not other things. Rabbi Yehuda says you can be Maharher everything listed in the Mishnah. So really, even he holds to the principle of Takanas Ezra, of the Tefillah. But you have to re-understand our Mishnah, that he holds Maharher. Gemara says, "Umi yisla Rabbi Yehuda hear her." Does Rabbi Yehuda hold to this concept of hear her? No, we have a mission. We have a brisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda says you can say things outright. V'hatani, we learned in a brisa. Balkari she'en lo ma'im litbo kore kriyishma. If you don't have water to be toveles or tovel, that you could say kriyishma. Ve'enim avarach lo lefanav lo lachareha, and you don't make brachas before or after kriyishma. Ve'ochel pito, and you're allowed to eat. Umavarach lachareha ve'enim avarach lefaneha. Like we said in the Mishnah, you're allowed to bench because that's a din daraisa. But ve'enim avarach lefaneha. Avol maharher belibo ve'enim osi besfasav. Divrei Rabbi Meir. What is this going on? So the Pashas of the Gemara sounds like it's a separate idea, but according to the way the Rishash understands, this is explaining the first line. That which Rabbi Meir allows you to say is behirher, maharher belibo. That which you're allowed to bench and you're allowed to say kriyishma, that's behirher, which is how Rashi learned the Mishnah yesterday. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. You do it behirher. But what Rabbi Yehuda Omer? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Benkachu benkach motzi besvasav. So what are you talking about? Rabbi Yehuda only allows you to think about it, behirhur. We have a brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda says you can say it beferish. So again, we're stuck. What is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? Does he hold of the takana and therefore would only allow you to think about brachos? Does he not hold of the takana? What's going on here? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, final answer, Asan Rabbi Yehuda kihilchos derech eretz. Rabbi Yehuda is how at least Rashi learns the Gemara. Asan Rabbi Yehuda says that the halacha here in benching, certain things he allows you to say, even if you're a Balkari. He holds of the principle of tefillah for a Balkari. He holds of the Takanas Ezra. But there are certain things that he allows you to say, like Hilchos Derech Eretz. What's Hilchos Derech Eretz? We'll see a little later. It means Musar and Machshavah. Musar. Not other parts of the Torah, but Derech Eretz and how to behave and Musar and Midos. That he allows you to say. And he treats Birchas HaMazon like that. But by other cases, by other things to say, he would say that you're not allowed to say them beferish. Did Tanya? So we finally have this a big brisa, five or six shitos, about what a Balkari is allowed to say and what not. We're going to get to, Bez Hashem, in a few minutes, you know, halacha lamaisa. What's with this tefillah of Balkari today? In a little bit. Did Tanya, by the pasuk. Right, the psukim that we quoted yesterday. One pasuk talks about Har Sinai. One pasuk talks about Talmud Torah. V'ksiv basrei yom asher amad lefnei Hashem l'kacha b'chorei v'deili yisud by Har Sinai. Ma'alahalan ve'ema v'yira v'reses uvezeya. Just like over there. By Har Sinai, we were scared, we were trembling. It was a very serious time in our history. Afkan ve'ema v'yira v'reses uvezeya. So too, when you're osek in Torah, in various parts of Torah, you have to be in a state of ema and yira and fearful and trembling. That's why when we learn, we're supposed to learn be COVID Rosh. We're not supposed to learn with our feet up on the table and leaning back. We're supposed to learn just like our Sinai was. Be'im Oviyira. Mikat Amru. If this is true, that Talmud Torah has to be an experience of Ema and Yira, of fear and trepidation. So we have the following halachas. Hazavim v'hamutzaran uban al nidos v'tarim likros v'tarim v'nevim uksuvim. So then, these three types of tummy people, a zav, a mitzora, or a boel nida, is mutter to read Tanakh, Torah v'nevim uksuvim, l'shanos b'mishnah b'gemara, to learn Mishnah and Gemara v'halachos v'agados, avol balikirian asurin. All the other people who became Tameh are Mutter, but Balkari is Aser. Why? What makes Balkari different? So Rashi explains the other types of Tameh became Tameh not because of an act of Kalas Rosh, which they were involved in. A Balkari is after somebody's with one's wife. So this is a kind of Kalas Rosh that you should be involved in at certain points. But still, because it's an act of levity, so then just to have a hefsik between that type of act and Talmud Torah, which has to be with such COVID Rosh, so Ezra was misakein that you should go to the mikveh in between. But for Azov, even though Azov is, these other types of Tameh people are much more chamor. Azov is Tameh for 7 days. A Mitzorah is Tameh for 7 days, if it's a Mitzorah Mukhlat, but still, the Bali Kirian, their Tumah, comes from a different source. It comes from a Tumah that came from a state of Kalas Rosh. Rashi quotes Kalas Rosh v'zachus hadas. So that is why a Balkari is more usur to be Osek B'Talmud Torah than these other people who are really more Tameh than the Balkari. Sorry. Oh, so Bo'al Nida, Rashi says, the Bo'al Nida means somebody who is was Tovel already for their Balkari, for the Poleta Shechvazera aspect. Right, that's what Rashi says. Bo'al Nida, Im Tavlo L'Kiryan L'Divrei Torah, HaTfila Ina Olo Lahem, L'Tara Mitzumas Bo'al Nida, Shehi Shivas Yamim, Aval Takanes Ezra Olo Lahem.
Why is that not
Kalas Rosh? Why is it not Kalas Rosh? I thought of this yesterday. Because a Bo'al Nida, because the Tumma of Bo'al Nida that's left after you told Poleta Shechva Zera is just the Bo'al Nida aspect. It's not the Balkari aspect. So that is why they will talk about it more after. That's why Rashi says specifically you are already Tovelis for the Balkari aspect. So you're only left with the longer Tumma. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shonahu Beregilus Ubavachelo Itzias HaMishnah. Rabbi Yossi says that you're allowed to learn all the normal things. We're going to have a number of sheetahs here. What about Kari's allowed to do? He's allowed to learn Beregilus, the things that he could say quickly, the things Rashi says, the Mishnah is Hashkuros Befiv, but he shouldn't be Matzias HaMishnah, he shouldn't go give a shir. Rabbi Yonasan Ben Yosef Omer Matzias HaMishnah Vena Matzias HaGemara. He can talk about Mishnayis, but he shouldn't go in depth when he gives a shir about Gemara. Rav Nassan by Avishalom Omer Af Matzias HaGemara Ubavashlo Yomar Askaro Shabo. No, he can even talk about Gemara, give a shir in depth, but he shouldn't mention Askaro Shabo. What does usually that mean? Askaro Shabo? Askaro is the Shemos of Hashem. Shemos of Hashem. He shouldn't mention the Askaro Shabo. Rav Yaakov Emden has a tshuva that when he used to be learning with his father, the Chacham Svi, so he used to be learning, and sometimes when he used to be learning, so the his father, when he used to not say Shem Hashem, he said Hashem instead of Ado, his father used to say, oh, say Hashem Hashem, it's okay. He says, Abba, how do you know that? How do you like to say Shem Hashem? He says, this Gemara says, Dafka Balkari can't say Shem Hashem, which is mashma that everybody else, when they're learning, they can say Shem Hashem. So that's what the supposed can quote from this Gemara, that you're allowed to say Shem Hashem when you're learning, even if you're not saying an entire pasuk. We had a similar concept earlier in Davva from the Marsha. The Marsha said, on the B'chol Makom Asher Azkir Shmi. So the Marsha on that Gemara, on Davva, said, what does it mean anytime when you masker your name? The Gemara says it means Talmud Torah, but the Marsha says it means, because sometimes when you learn, you mention Shem Hashem. So that's what you get from this Gemara, that only a Balkari, according to this opinion, can't mention the Askaris. Rabbi Yochanan Asam, or Talmidish Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Omer. This next opinion says, Lo Yikanis Lamedrish Kalikur. No, you can't learn at all. Vamrilo Lo Yikanis Lebase Medrish Kalikur. Maybe you can't even go into the base Medrish at all. Okay, so finally we're up to the one that's important for us. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shona Uba Hilchas Derech Eretz. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to learn Hilchas Derech Eretz. Which Rashi explains here is Musar, it's Maseches Derech Eretz, which talks about how a Talmid Chacham is supposed to act, etc. But what do you see from this whole thing? That Rabbi Yehuda has something that you're allowed to say, that a Balkari is allowed to say. So that's the answer to the original question, that when Rabbi Yehuda allows you to say certain things in that brisa on top, he treats it those things like Hilchos Derech Eretz, meaning he holds like the Tekanes Ezra, but certain things he says, you are still allowed to say. Fine. Last skinny line. Ma'isa Rabbi Yehuda Shara Keri Vayimahalech Hagavanar. The story about this same Rabbi Yehuda that was walking next to the river. Amar Lo Talmid of Rabbeinu. Shana Lano Perak Echad Bilchas Derech Eretz. Teach us something. See us something in Midos. Yared V'Tava V'Shanolhem. So he jumped into the river. He went to the mikvah and he came up and he taught them. So Amar Lo Kachli Matan Rabbeinu. Rabbi, didn't you teach us? Shana Hu Bilchas Derech Eretz. Didn't you just teach us that you don't have to be Tovelas? You're the Shita that just said you don't have to be Tovel when you just speak about Musar and Midos, which is interesting because it sounds like that's a different category of Torah than Mishnah and Gemara. It sounds like Derech Eretz is separate, like Musar Seder, right? So it's something different. So it says, didn't you teach us that you don't have to go to the mikvah? So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, but Afavisha Mekel Ani Al Achirim Machmir Ani Al Atzmi. Even though this is the way I paskin, I have a personal chumrah. Right, so you don't have to paskin like a lot of rabbanon. They have personal chumras, even though they don't paskin that way. You know, there are certain rabba machshir of erevs that don't hold of the erev, even though they say they're the rabba machshir. Right, everybody have personal chumras. Okay, but personal chumras doesn't mean that that's what the hamon am. That's what everybody should be acting. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. There are many examples of this, which we're not going to mention right now. Okay, the end of the second long wide line. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira haya omer, ain divrei Torah mekabelin tuma. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, divrei Torah are not mekabel tuma. In other words, forget Takanas Ezra. Forget the tefillah. Tosfos in Baba Kama asks, what do Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira could argue on Ezra? Ezra hasofer. So Rabbeinu Yonah also asks here, how could, and we're going to see, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. That's going to be the next 20 lines of Gemara. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, one day, read the Mishnayos, read the Gemaras. It sounds like you have to be told to the mikvah every time after we're with our wives, we have to go to the mikvah. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra all of a sudden comes out, no! Divrei Torah can't be makabel tuma, you don't have to worry about tefillah before you go. So how can he change that? So Tosfos Baba Kama gives three answers, Rabbi Yonah here gives a fourth answer. Number one, maybe he's saying Ezra never did it. Maybe he's arguing. He's a Tana. Maybe he's saying, no, Ezra never made it such a Takana. Number two, maybe Ezra built in that one day it can be batel. Because usually you can't argue, you can't uproot a greater Beis Din's din. So maybe he built in that it's going to be batel. Or maybe, says Tosfos, maybe the Gzeira, the Takana, was never Pashat B'chol Yisrael. Maybe it never spread. And we know the Gemara says a halacha, if you have a Takana of the Rabbanan that doesn't spread in all Klal Yisrael, it's not a Takana. That's the third answer. And then just Rabbeinu Yonah here, he has a fourth answer, that maybe it's a Takana she'ef shara adam lamod bo. It's such a difficult Takana. Every day you could be running to the mikveh, every morning, and every third morning, whatever it is, every week. So because it's a Gzeira, a Takana, she'en etzibu yochol lamod bo, that's why he was bevatla. But in either case, any of these four reasons, so that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra says, don't worry about it, bizman hazeh. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. Weiter, Maisa b'Talmud Echad, third line. Shahay Magam Gin L'Malam Mirebi, there was a Talmud, Rashi says, there was a Balkari that was talking in Torah. Malam Mirebi Yehuda ben Bezerra, Amrlei Beni, Psach Picha V'Yirin B'Dvarecha, Shein Divertor Mekam L'Tumma. So he says, stop stuttering, stop being Magam Game, just talk straight. Divrei Torah and Makabel Tumah, don't worry. You don't have to go to the mikvah. Shenemar, halo kod varai ka'esh in Hashem. My words are like fire, says Hashem. Ma esh in a Makabel Tumah, after Divrei Torah in a Makabel Tumah. Torah is like fire, so fire is not Makabel Tumah, so too Torah. Fine. Amar Mar, now we're just going to talk a little bit about the brayso that we quoted before. Matzias ha-Mishnah ve'edah Matzias ha-Gemara. That was one of the opinions from before. That a Balkari can learn Mishnah, could be Matzias, could give a shir about Mishnah, but not about Gemara. Mesaila Rabbi Loi, so Rabbi Loi seems to hold the same way. Right, the same sheet. Kitanoi. So the Gemara says maybe it's even a machlokas tano. Another parallel machlokas tanoim. Matias haMishnah v'ina Matias haGemara. Dibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says Mishnah is okay. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel Omer. Mishnah ben Chanina ben Gamliel. Zevze Aser. That they're both Aser. Va'amri la Zevze Mutter. And some say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel held both Mutter. So the Gemara says we had all of these opinions in the previous Brisa. Manda Amar Zevze Aser. Who is the one that says they're both Aser, both Mishnah and Gemara? Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Who earlier in the Gemara, if you look back, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler said they can't go into the Medrash Kalikar. It's all Aser. Mandamar Zevze Mutter, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. The one who says both is Mutter is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra says, Divrei Torah, Einan Mekablin Toma, period. And now we have an important line. Amar Abdachman Bar Yitzchak, Nahug Alma Kahani Tla Savi. There are three great elders that the Minhag Yisrael is to follow what they said in three totally different contexts. Minhag is like these three great elders. Kerebi Loi Bereshus Hagez, like Kerebi Loi says by the din of Bereshus Hagez. Bereshus Hagez means we have to give when we have sheep. We have when we move to Eretz Yisrael and we have sheep, so then we have to give the first of our shearings to the. It's one of the Matnos Kahuna. We have to give it to the Kohen. How much? Difkashin Beishamay Beishillel. Perakin Chulin talks all about the Reishis Hagez. So Rabbi Loi has a separate halacha, has a halacha by Reishis Hagez that we follow, which we'll get to in a minute. Rabbi Yeshua b'Kilayim, Rabbi Yeshua has a halacha by Kilayim that we follow. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra b'Divrei Torah, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra has a halacha by Divrei Torah. That's our Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. So what are those three halachas that the world is noheg like? Rabbi Loi b'Reishis Hagez the following. The Tanya Rabbi Loi Omer Reishis Hagez didn't noheg ela ba'aretz. Reishis Hagez, the first shearings of the sheep, even though it doesn't seem to have anything to do with Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Loi says it's limited to Eretz Yisrael. So we're knowing like that. Rabbi Yeshua b'Kilayim, Dichsiv, what halacha by Kilayim, Lo Sizrucha Karmchal Kilayim. There are different types of Kilayim we've mentioned. I think five types of Kilayim. Kilaya Kerem, Kilaya Zroim, Kilaya Begadim, Kilaya Behema. So there are a number of types. So says Rabbi Eloi, says Rabbi Yoshia the following. What do you learn from the pasuk of you shouldn't plant your vineyard kilayim? Rabbi Yoshia Omer la'olam enochai v'chiyizra chita v'sar v'chartzon b'mapolas yad. Rabbi Yoshia says there's no isra of kilay hakerem, meaning planting a kilayim in your vineyard with another type of plant, unless it's kilayim before it goes into your vineyard. Let's say you have chita and saora, wheat and barley, and that's kilayim, and you take that kilayim, already an aveira object, chefza, and you plant that in your vineyard. So Rabbi Yoshia says, that's the only isa d'araisa of kilay hakerem, is if you do it in this way. And that's that Rabbi Yonah says, that's how he learns the pasuk. Lo sizra karmacha kilayim. You can't plant your vineyard with previously made kilayim. Lo sizra karmecha kilayim. Without kilayim previously, so then there's no iser of kilayim. So that's the second minhag Yisrael to follow Rav Oshia. And finally, Rav Yehuda ben Maaseira b'divrei Torah. Rav Yehuda ben Maaseira, like in divrei Torah, detanya what we just said. Rav Yehuda ben Maaseira omer ein divrei Torah mekablum tuma. That is what we paskin, that mi'ikar adin, the tefillah, we don't require tefillah for a valkyrie anymore, the Shulchan Aruch says, because of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira. And divrei Torah mekablum tuma, and we gave the answers previously, how he could argue on Ezra. Ki asa ze'iri, amar batlu al tefilusa. Ze'iri, when ze'iri came, he said, same thing, they were mevatel the tefillah for a valkyrie. Va'amri la batel in tefilusa. But some say, no, he was mevatel washing your hands. For what? So let's see. Manda rabatzalut tefilusa k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira. The one who says that Ze'iri said they were mevatzalut tefila. That's our halacha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira. Manda rabatzalut tefilusa. The one who says that he came and said you don't have to wash your hands anymore. Ki hadra avchista light amanda mahadra maya ba'idin slasa. Similar to what we had earlier in Daf Tesvav, that Rav Chisda cursed the one who slept all around to find water for davening or for kriyashma, and in the meantime you missed his man kriyashma. So Rabbi Yehuda, that's how Rashi explained it on that Gemara. So that's what it means. They were mevatel that netila, that if you're searching so much to find water for kriyashma or for davening, and you're going to miss the zman, so don't bother with washing hands. Maybe just rub. We spoke about kol midi zmanki. Rub your hands on something clean. But that is the halach. Okay. So far we have that the tefillah of Ezra was mevutel. Tana Rabbanan, two dots. Long daf. Long omud. Baal keri shenatzol lav tisha kavin mayim tahar. Now we're going back in time a little bit. When there was the takana, when the takana was prevalent, because it was only a takana derabanan, we allowed certain kulos to apply to this. For example, says this first opinion, let's say you couldn't find a mikvah to go into, you were allowed to have 9 kavim of water poured on you. 9 kavim of water is about 5 gallons or so, 3 to 5 gallons of water. So you're allowed to have that water poured on you instead of jumping into a mikvah. Because it's only a takana derabanan, and so we were mekel. We wouldn't allow this lechora in cases where you really have a chiyuv to be tovel midaraisa. But for in this case, we would allow it. Nachamish gamzu! Lachshel Rabbi Akiva, he was a London also. He didn't just have the stories about Gamzu Latova. So Nachamish Gamzu whispered this psak to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Lachshel Ben Azai, Yotzev Hashem Al-Tamid HaMashuk. So after Ben Azai heard it, he went out and published it in the papers, even though he was whispered it to his Rebbe by his Rebbe's Rebbe. So Pligi Batrayam Arai B'Ma'arava. Machlokes, why in Ma'arava? Rabbi Yossi Bar Av and Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. There's a machlokes in Eretz Yisrael. Chad Tani Shana v'chad Tani Lachsha. There's a machlokes whether he really published it, he was Shana, he said it publicly, or he also whispered it. What are the reasons? Ma'ad Tani Shana, the one who says that he said it outright, Mishum Bitl Tari, Mishum Bitl Puravu. There are two reasons why we should know of the kulas of this tefillah. Because if a person thinks that he has to go to the mikvah before he learns, so number one, maybe he won't have a mikvah around, so he's not going to learn. So that's bittul Torah. So if he knows that this kula, then it would help him, because maybe he'll have 9 kavim of water to pour on top of him. Or bittul puravu. He knows that if I'm going to have to go to the mikvah, I want to go give a shiur tomorrow. So if I want to go to, if I'm not going to be near a mikvah, so maybe I'm not going to be with my wife tonight, because I know I'm going to have to find the mikvah in the morning and before, so it's going to call it bittul puravu. So for one of these two reasons, it's good to publicize the kula of tes kavin, of having 9 kavim of water poured on you, so that people will keep learning and people won't stay away from their wives. So what's the reason for the version that he whispered? So that people take this takana seriously. And this is the line, the original reason of the takana. So Tamid HaChamim aren't always with their wives. Meaning everything has to be in balance. Not for Nigmar Ksubis talks about a little bit how often one is supposed to be with one's wife. But again, everything is supposed to be, B'derech HaMamut says, the Rambam says, like everything else in life, balance according to every relationship has their needs. But the Gemara just says you shouldn't go overboard. You shouldn't be, Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't be with their wives like Tanagolim, like too much, and therefore they made this takana. And therefore, because you should take the takana seriously, maybe that's why he whispered this kula of the takana. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Shamati Shemekilin Ba, Veshamati Shemachmirin Ba. I've heard people who use this kula of tes kavin, of having water poured on you instead of going into the mikvah, and I've heard people that are machmir. V'chol machmir ba'al atzmo ma'arichin lo yama v'shnosav. And whoever is machmir, wonderful, he'll get long life. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Mativan, Shal Tovle, Shachrin. Said Yeshua ben Levi one day, why do people go to the mikvah in the morning? So Matiban, how you daver about keres in the Torah? What are you, Rav Shimon and Levi? You held on the previous daf that you hold of the Takanas Ezra. What do you mean? Why did they go to the mikvah in the morning? Because of Balkari. So Hachi Kamer Matiban Barbaim Saal Efsha Betisha Kabin. That's what I'm asking. Why don't they use the kula of having water poured on them? Forget dunking in a mikvah. Matiban Betfila Efsha Benesina. So why are they going into the mikvah? Let them use this kula. What do they have to find a mikvah for? Have test kavin. 9 kavim of water poured on them. Amr Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina says, no. Gedr gadol gedruba. No. It's very good that people should try to go to the mikvah instead of having the water poured on them. Why? Because of the following story. Tatanya, Maisa Bechad Shetava Isha L'Dvar Aveira. There was once a man who tried to get an Isha, tried to get a woman to do an Aveira with him. Amr lo. So to prevent him, she started screaming at him, Reka. Yesh L'cha Arboim Sa'ah Shata Tovo Behen. What do you mean? You're going to be with me and then you're going to have to go find the mikvah? Come on! What are you going to do? You're not going to find the mikvah. So he said, Miyad Porish. Okay, he stopped. You're right. So you see, because he was worried that he wasn't going to find the mikveh afterwards, so he didn't do the Dvar Aveira. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, what's going on here? So he was going to be Mazaneh. He was going to be Mazaneh, but he was worried about the mikveh? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, you do find sometimes people have like crazy priorities, hierarchies, all mixed up. He goes to Gemara Yuma. Gemara Yuma says that quotes the story of the two Kohanim that were running up to do the Trumas Hadeshen. They were going up to compete. They all wanted to do it. So the Mishnah says they don't do that anymore because one time that somebody pushed the other one off and broke his leg. Fine, so now they have a Goro. But it says the Gemara story that one time they were racing up, and they were so braggers at each other, so one guy took out a spear and went, doom! And killed the other, and started, and stabbed the other guy. And all of a sudden, the father of the Kohen who stabbed runs into the Beis HaMikdash. He sees his son dying on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, quickly take out the sword, because it's going to become Tameh! Gemara says, what a crazy father. The Gemara uses the Lashon. I wrote it down. Kalim, Choshu Taras Kalim, Yosem Yishvichas Damim. He was more worried about the knife becoming Tameh than his own son dying. Crazy. Says Rabbi Yisegeo, what about here? He's more worried about going to the mikvah before he learns than being mizana. That's there is a tzlach here that makes a diak in Rashi. If you look at Rashi, Tava Isha, in the second column of Rashi, about 8 lines up, Rashi says Tava Isha, Osa Isha, Penuya Haisa. That is Rashi knows she was not married. Says Isha. Maybe it's Asia's this. How does Rashi know that she was a Penuya? So says the Tzlach, it must be that Rashi assumes that the Isser of Znus with a Penuya is a Chomer Isser Drabanan. Chomer Isser Drabanan. Asia's Ish is obviously a Daraisa, so it must be Rashi can't fathom that somebody would be Mizana, Asia's Ish Daraisa, and still be worried about the Takanis Ezra. But if it is an Isser Drabanan, which is still, just assuming that she's not a Nida, because then a Penuya Nida is an Isser Daraisa. But assuming she's not a Nida, she went to the Mikvah, and she's a Penuya, so it must be an Isser Drabanan, so it says that no to be Yehuda, that maybe that's why Rashi says what he says. There is just one other opinion, and then we gotta get moving. The Rabbi Yosef Engel also suggests maybe this is the message that he's saying to him. What is she saying? I have to go to the Mikvah? She says, look, even if you do this Maisa Betara, you're going to have to go to the mikvah. And look what you're trying to do. That's the emphasis of what he's saying. He's not saying, oh, you're going to do this, you have to go to the mikvah. He's saying, even if you do this act Betara, you go to the mikvah. So it shows you just the balance and the nature of the act that you want to do. So even if you do a Betara, imagine what you're trying to do. So maybe that's how she deterred him. But either way, because of this idea that you have to find the mikvah, it stopped him from being Mizana. Amr, 6 lines up. Amr lor v'hunu lor abanan rabosai. V'bnei ma'atem mezazlan b'tfila zu. Why do you not take this tefillah seriously? Imishim tzina efshe b'merchatzos. Okay, you're too cold, so do it in the bathhouses. Amr lor v'chizda b'chish tefillah b'chamin. Could you do this tefillah b'chamin? Again, like we said, this is a tefillah d'rabanan, so you have a lot of kulas. So could you do this in the bath? Amr lor v'ad d'barav akai kavaseich. Rabad d'barav holds like you, meaning... That you're not supposed to do with Bachamen, and that's why people don't do it that way. Which, by the way, I forgot to mention, the Shevet Alevi has a tshuva, whether you could use a shower. So it talks about Tes Kavin being poured on you. So he discusses, he's Mekel at the end, he thinks that even if you want to be Machmir, that, again, usually in Mikveh you can't take a shower, Chas V'Shalom. But because we're talking about, we have a kulas, maybe Mayim She'uvin, maybe not rainwater, maybe drawn water, you have a lot of different kulas by Tfilas Balkeri, so he suggests maybe even a shower would be good enough, because similar to the pouring Tes Kavin on top of a person. But again, Maker Hadin, we said we don't pass in this way, but you get some feelings from the Gemara that it's a nice lechachila still, even bezman hazeh. So this might be the minhag of the Hasidim that go to the mikvahs in the morning. It might be probably based on this Takanis Ezra idea, and that's the basis for it. Even though Maker Hadin, we still don't pass in that way. Reb Zera habi Yasiv ba'agna d'maya b'masusa. Reb Zera is once sitting in a barrel at the bathhouse. He was sitting in a bath. Armel l'shami zil ba'aisili tisha kavin v'shadi labai. Bring 9 kavim and throw them on me. Meaning, dunk me with 10 kavim. Amli Reb Chiya bar Abba. Amli l'mar kulei hai. Why do you have to get water poured on you? V'yasiv b'kavayu. You're sitting in it. You're sitting in the bath. You're sitting in the bath. What do you have to get water poured on you for? So Amar le karbam sa'a. No, I hold that it's similar to arbaim sa'av a mikvah. In other words, you can't mix and match. Ma arbaim sa'av b'tfila v'lo b'nesina, aptish akavin b'nesina v'lo b'tfila. Just like, I'm not sitting in a huge thing of arbaim sa'av, I'm sitting in a little barrel of water. So I'm sitting in tes kavim. So I hold that there are two different ways, but you can't mix and match. If you want to go to the mikvah, you need 40 sa'ah, and you could go into the water. If you want the water poured on you, so then you can have tes kavim poured on you. But you can't sit in tes kavim. You could sit in Arbam Sa'ah, which is a much larger size than Teskavin. Arbam Sa'ah is the 40 size, the minimum shear for a mikvah. Bizman Azeh, that our mikvahs are much, much bigger, but you need Arbam Sa'ah for a tefillah. Next. Rav Nachman tikin chatzva bas tisha kavin. Rav Nachman made a type of pitcher that held 9 kavim. So it's exactly the amount. You fill this up, you know that you pour tes kavim on you. Giyatzer Abdimi, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda Glustera, Amru, these rabbis said, and these are important Lashonos to keep in mind now, because that's 10-15 lines, we're going to have to know these terms. Loshanu ela lachola laonso. No, these rabbis said, no, when do you allow the tes kavim kula to be poured on you? That's only lachole, for a sick person who it's difficult for them to get to a mikvah, la'onso, and the carry came out of them involuntarily. They had a re'iyah balayla, but it wasn't that they actively were with their wife. Avalachola hamargil, but even if somebody was sick, but he was mamish with his wife normally, he was margil, he brought on the balkeri himself, so then arbam sa, then you don't have the cool of arbam sa. So only a chole la'onso, only a sick person who came out involuntarily, you're allowed to use tes kavim. So, Amar of Yosef, itrachatz v'idrav Nachman. Okay, might as well throw it out. Might as well throw out this beautiful kli that he made to hold 9 kavim. He broke it, right? Because how many times are the sick person who comes out involuntarily that hardly comes up? Might as well throw it out. So, Kiyasa Ravin, wait a minute. So, when Ravin came, no, he gave a different report. Amar ba'usha havei uvda b'killa d'Rav Oshia. In Usha, there was a story that took place in the killa, in the foyer of Rav Oshia. Asu v'shalol Rav Asi, Amar lehu. So, when they came to Rav, they asked Rav Asi, and Rav Asi said, no, Amar lehu lo shanu ala l'chola hamargil. No, when do you need tes kavim, and you're allowed to use tes kavim by somebody who's sick, but even if you're sick, if you have normal relations with one's wife, so then you're allowed to use the tes kavim cup. No, but for a chole, for a sick person who comes out involuntarily, he doesn't have to do anything. There's no takana feel at all. He's sick. It came out involuntarily. Ezra was never besakin for such a person. So then Rav Yosef says, it's the minchasid Rav Nachman. Oh, you saved the cup. You saved the cup of Rav Nachman. You don't have to throw it out, because he says, if somebody has normal relations with his wife and he's sick, he's allowed to use this tes kavim. Oh, so just keep in mind, we have four. The Gemara is going to talk about four categories of people now. There's a bari. Bari means healthy. Chola means sick. Bari, a healthy person. Two categories of healthy people. Two categories of sick people. Bari is a healthy person. Laonso and hamargil. Margil from the word ragil, normal. Margil means somebody who has normal relations with his wife and therefore becomes a balkeri. He brings it on himself. Onso means it comes out involuntarily. Comes out, he has a mikra lila, as it's called in the Torah. But, and then chole, somebody's sick, you also have two categories. He's sick and it's difficult for him to get to the mikvah. Margil, chola hamargil means a chola who is normally with his wife. And chola laonso, and that's the most makel category, that's somebody who's sick and it comes out involuntarily. So keep in mind these four categories. All the way from a healthy person who has normal relations with his wife, that's bari hamargil. And then all the way at the bottom you have chola laonso, a sick person who comes out involuntarily. Just as a way of introduction for the next 10-15 lines, keep these four categories in mind. Or that convenience, or, right, if it's a big tircha, Ezra might not have been misaki in the tefillah. Correct. And remember, this whole discussion is in the days when it was nahug to do this tefillah. Bizman hazeh, you know, maker a din, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, there's no din.
Does Ezra say that there's tumah or
no? No tumah. That's what we said. The real reason is shelo yehei talmid chacham mitzui in katana golem. This is not tumah v'tahara. Tumah v'tahara is that's why you go to the mikvah even if you're tamei anyway afterwards. It's just a din in taking Torah seriously. Taking Torah seriously. Michdi, fourth line. Kula amarayva tanai b'de Ezra kamifligi. So we have this whole machlokes about, right, we had just had two opinions. Who is allowed to use the kula of nine kavim poured on you? Who needs the mikvah? What's this machlokes about? What did Ezra say? You have a machlokes, who needs it, who doesn't need it? What did Ezra say? So Amar Abaya, we're going to have two versions what Ezra said. And the difference between the two versions is going to be, what did Ezra himself say, and what did the rabbis right after Ezra say? So machlokas between Abaya and Rabba, so just keep the structure. But besides that, it's the same exact shita. Amar Abaya, this is number one. Ezra tikein lebari hamargil mem sa'ah, ubari la'onso tes kavim. Says Abaya, Ezra said two things. Number one, for a normal, healthy person who's with his wife, so then he needs memsa. He needs to go to mamisha mikvah. Ubari la'onso tes kavim. But a healthy person who comes out involuntarily, but he's healthy, so Ezra says, you should do something so you can get tes kavim poured on you. Va'asu Amorai, and the later Amoraim had the machlokas. What about the two cases that Ezra didn't talk about? The chole cases. The chole cases, the sick cases. Upligi b'chole. So Marsav, the first opinion, says there's no difference between a healthy person and a sick person. Chole hamargil kabari hamargil, v'chole la'onso kabari la'onso. In other words, if you brought it on yourself, you're with your wife yourself, you need a mikvah. If you didn't bring it on yourself, the water poured on you is fine. That's what the first opinion said. Umar Savar, no. You always go down a level. Chole hamargil, if you're sick, so then kabari la'onso. If you're sick, even if you brought it on yourself, you don't need a whole mikvah. You could just have the water poured on you. V'chole la'onso patami klum. And if you're sick and it was involuntary, you don't even need anything. That was the machlokas Amoraim after Ezra. So that's the first opinion. So that's why Abaya says Ezra said one thing, but the later machlokas is about a case that Ezra didn't discuss. Yeah?
I was thinking the Gemara before that everyone needs the mikvah, except if it's too far, it's not convenient, then you need to use the
mikvah. This is assuming that a chole itself is not convenient. It's not convenient, it's a tircha for the chole. So it's similar to the not tircha. So Amar Rava says, Abaya, that can't be the pshat. Because what did Abaya, you said that Ezra was besakein mikvah for this and pouring water for this? Nehida tikein Ezra tefila nesina mi tikein. Rava says, what do you mean? Ezra didn't say a word about pouring tes kavim on anybody. So how could you say Ezra said memsa a mikvah for this and pouring water for this person? Ezra didn't say a word about that. V'amar mar Ezra tikein tefila lebalikirian. Ezra was besakein a tefila going into the mikvah. Zel amar Rava. Rava says there's a different shot. Ezra, what Ezra did. Ezra tikein tefila labaria margal memsa. All Ezra spoke about was the normal, healthy person who was with his wife, so he has to go to the mikvah. Memsa. Va'asu rabbanon. Right after Ezra, the rabbis took it to the next step. The hiskinu labaria la'onso teskavin. They added that for a normal, healthy person that has a discharge involuntarily, but he's healthy, then he can have water poured in him teskavin. And then the later Amoraim came and argued by a sick person. And this is the same as we said before. The first opinion is that there's no difference between somebody who's healthy or sick. A healthy person needs to jump in the mikvah, and a sick person, a margil has to go to a mikvah, and somebody sees involuntarily can't get water poured on them. Umar Savar, Labari Amargil Mem Sa'ah. The normal takanas Ezra, you have to go to the mikvah. The chola hamargal kabari laonso teskavin, one level down. Avachola laonso pater miklum. So again, it's an achlokas about if somebody is sick and sees normally though, so with one's wife. So what is the halacha? Again, all these are details about who requires real tevila in a mikvah according to Ezra, who has the kula of having nine kavim of water poured on him, and who, if anybody, could get away with nothing. Three different opinions, three different cases, and there's a machlokas Amar Rava about it. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Bari Hamarga, V'chola Hamarga, Abraham Sa'ah. In both cases where you bring it upon yourself, where you're with one's wife, normally you have to go to Mamash Mikvah, Ubari La'onso, Tisha Kavin, but a healthy person who it came out involuntarily can have Tes Kavin poured on them, Avalachola La'onso, Patami Klum. But if you're sick and it came out involuntarily, Patami Klum. It says Hilchasa here, Tosis points out, this is a Hilchasa which was at a certain time in history. The real Hilchasa now is like a Yehuda ben Meseira, that none of this halacha applies to Bizman Azem Yikar Adin. Again, the Tur and the Mishnah Berurah also quote some Bali Nefesh who want to be Machmer, who want to go to the mikvah for this, fine, wonderful, but Me'ikar HaDin, we do not paskin this at all. Tana Rabbanan, let's just try in 3 minutes to get up to the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Balkari Shana, because it's all related. Balkari Shana, so I love Tisha Kavin, Mayim Tahar, a Balkari, Bli Nether. Balkari that had 9 Kavim of water poured on him, Tahar. Right, a Balkari. Bamedver Mamurim La'atzmo. Interesting case. Bamedver Mamurim, when do you say that Tes Kavin could work? Poured on you? Only if you yourself want to learn Torah. But if you want to teach Torah, you have to go into the mikvah Abraham Sa'ah. Oh, you have to be more tahar to teach than to learn. You got to be make yourself more tahar. Important hashkafically. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, mem sa'ah b'chol makom. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, 40 sa'ah always works, even for achirim, l'chora. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chuban, Levi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hanina, these two pairs of rabbis, chad mehai zuga, v'chad mehai zuga, aresha. There are 4 rabbis that were just listed. One from the first group and one from the second group had a discussion about the Tanakama Shita. About the Tanakama who said that 40 sa'ah, I'm sorry, test kavin for yourself and 40 sa'ah for another. Chad Amar, one opinion was, that which the Tanakama said, that for yourself you could have the test kavin poured on you, but to teach you have to have 40 sa'ah. Lo shanu el l'chola hamargil. That whole discussion is only for a sick person who had normal relations with his wife. But if somebody is sick and it came down involuntarily, that even to teach Torah to others, test kavod would be enough. Because he's a chol la'onso. The Chad Amar, the second opinion, said no. The second opinion says no. When the Tanakhama says you have to need 40 sa'ah to teach others, that's no matter what. To teaching others a serious business, you have to be in a real mikvah. The Chad Mehaizuga Seifa. And the other two rabbis, who we mentioned out of the 4 before, discussed the second opinion in the Braisa. And that is Rabbi Yehuda. Chad Amar, Hod Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Yehuda Mem Sa'ah Mikol Makom. Rabbi Yehuda says, you always need 40 sa'ah. Mikol Makom. So what does that mean, always? Lo Shanu Ela Bekarka. No, always means only if the Mem Sa'ah is in the ground. Ava Bekelem Lo. But even Rabbi Yehuda would say that Mem Sa'ah can't be in a kli, in a bathtub. For example, the Chad Amar Afilu Bekelem Nami. No, the second opinion says, no, this is such a makel tefillah, you can even do it in the bathtub. Bishlam Alamanda Amar Afilu Bekelem. If according to the second version interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says you can even do it in a bathtub. So I understand what Rabbi Yehuda means. You can always do it as long as you have mem sa'ah. So it means even if it's in a bathtub, it's okay. That's the always. That's the emphasis. Elamanda amar bakarka in bakalim lo mikol makom asuye mai. But according to the one who says he's limited, so what's his words on mikol makom? It always works. So what's he adding? That always works. So lasuye maim shuvin, it means to include drawn water. Maim shuvin means, let's say it was in the bathtub, and then you poured it into the ground, into a hole, then that's good also. Even though usually that's not good for a mikvah. A mikvah has to be not maim shuvin, it has to be water that came from the rain, etc., or connected. But the Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is that you can even use maim shuvin as long as it's back in the ground. But if it's still in the bathtub, that's his limit, you want to be able to do it. Finally, the last story. Rapapa, Rafuna Breder of Yeshua, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Kriichu Rifta Bahadi Hadadi. They were eating a meal together. Amalei Rav Papa, Havalididi Livroch. Let me bench. Let me be the mezamein. The Nafali Lavoi Tes Kavin. Because you know what? I had Tes Kavin come on me this morning, so I'm Tahar. Let me bench. Amalehu Rava Bar Shmuel, Tanina, Bamedra Rama Asana, Lacher Mem Sa'ah. You think you're such a great rabbi? What do you mean? Didn't we learn that if you're going to do something for others, and this is assuming not only teaching Torah, but also being mezamein for others, that's not good enough. So, Ela Havala Didi, let me bench, says the second rabbi. Livroch de linfo de nafali levi abram sa'ah. So, let me bench, because Rashi says it doesn't mean fell on me, it means I went into a mikvah. So the first rabbi said, I test kavan. He says, no, I'm better. So let me bench, because I went into a real mikvah. Amalhu Rav Huna, the third rabbi says, no. Havalili di livroch. No, let me bench. Deleka levi lo hai velo hai. Because I wasn't a Balkari in the first place. So I didn't even need the mikvah in the first place. So I'm the best. So it's mashma from here, by the way, the Bali Musar pointed out that it's better to be tahar originally than to have gone to the mikvah and to become tahar. Had to work that out with the Makum Shabali Chiva Omdin Ein Tzadikim Gabur Michol Mamobo. Sometimes we say that it's better sometimes to go through an experience and to come out, you're even stronger. But it sounds like from here that he was saying he's the best because he's the most tahar because he didn't even have the need to go to the mikvah. Fine. Rav Chama Tava, period. End of story. Rav Chama Tava Mal Yom HaDepischa Lahozi Echem Yidei Chavasan. Rav Chama used to go to the mikvah on Erev Pesach to be motzi the rabbim in something. It's unclear what. So that the Ritva says to be motzi them in the bracha of Hallel on the night of the Seder. Some type of bracha he wanted to be motzi them with. V'les Hilchaz HaKavaseh. But we don't hold like him. What does that mean? Rashi quotes 2 different opinions. Either it means that just like for a person learning himself, Teskavim is enough, so too for others Teskavim is enough, or these last three lines are just saying, regarding these whole blots, we don't pass in this way Bizman Hazeh, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tumah. Okay, this is all regarding the Tefillah of Ezra. We have a little bit more regarding this tomorrow in the Mishnah, and then we move on to other things.
Obviously, when they're discussing that nine kavanas for a whole answer, they're going to put it to the sheet that says that it's not his argument on the sheet that.